she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies.
We are already off to a good start here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Your hosts, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Colby Sapp.
Hello.
And me, Sybil. Our phone number, if you have a question or if you want to talk about different cars, a lot of times people call for this expert advice from David and Tammy, and they're thinking about getting something or they need the perfect car for them because their family's growing or their commute is changing and they want something that's more economical. Our phone number is 877-881-1053, or you can send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733, and you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. Also, if you'd like to follow along with the stories that we're going to do on the air today, go to the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page, like us, and you'll find all of the stories and some really cool videos this week right there at the Autoflex Facebook page.
That's right. Let's get right into it today. We're talking speeding cameras.
You know, I don't know. I don't think Texas has speeding cameras. I've been in states that do. In fact, I watched them work one night while I was being driven down a highway at about 90 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, over to the left of the car, you see flash, 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 like three or four in a row, maybe 100 yards apart.
Taking pictures?
Yeah, that was. We were in a borrowed car. And the guy that's driving, he goes, you know, Bobby's really going to be mad about this.
I bet.
But he was from Canada. We were in Arizona.
Oh, and the driver was Canadian?
He was Canadian, yeah. He was going to go back to Canada. He was going to go back to Canada. He was going to park the car in the garage. He was done.
Uh-huh.
You know, once we finished using it that night. So,
oh, no.
But switch now to Elmwood, Ohio. And an Ohio judge in Elmwood Place, has just ruled that their speeding cameras aren't legal, mm-hmm. that they violate someone's constitutional right to be accused and face their accuser in court, because with a camera, there's no accuser.
Right.
And the way the law is set up, you got to pay $25 just to get a hearing to go in and have somebody read that the camera from a script that says the camera caught you speeding.
Sounds like a deal for Elmwood all day long.
Well, here's the deal. In the first 30 days, in the first month, they wrote 6,600 speeding citations at $105 a pop.
Hello.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
That, in real quick math, because I did this last night, not on the air, that's $693,000 in a month.
Man, that's good money.
That's a lot of cheese.
Yeah, it is.
Hello, speaking of cheese. And so here's the deal. The company that makes the camera gets 40%. Oh. So the judge
what is
in Elmwood.
Speed limit in Elmwood?
25.
Oh, well, man.
There you go.
Who's going to drive 25 miles an hour?
Drive
25.
Yeah, I don't think it works there. That, you know, that song
25.
Was that song came out right after we lowered the national speed limit to 55.
Of course.
In the early 70s. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, if you're driving through Elmwood Place, Ohio, and you get a ticket from a speeding camera, more than likely it won't cost you a dime.
Good. Kudos to that judge.
Yeah.
I wonder what he thinks of red light cameras.
He doesn't touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
He is the first judge, though, to rule against a camera system like this. And it's sort of precedent setting, and there may be other municipalities or other areas where people sue because it violates their rights. Not because they were guilty or not guilty, but because the Constitution says you have a right to face your accuser.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your accuser's on a 24-foot pole. And it's powered by the light company.
We're all going to be out there standing around the pole, screaming at the pole.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to know, if we have any of these speed cameras in Texas. I know we have the red light cameras, and we don't go very far against arguing with those. You know, they take a picture of your car. That's pretty good eyewitness.
Proof.
I mean,
well, and the thing is, they write the car the ticket, basically,
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't go on your and it's what it does is cost you money.
My car was speeding, not me. You can't prove it was.
Well, they can't prove it was you. But they can prove it was your car because they have the license plate picture.
And then
you're
responsible for the car.
I would assume. And we've talked about this, and, you know, there's 12 states that have outlawed them and 13 states that allow them, red light cameras. And so there's a lot of pro and con about whether they really are there to help slow people down and to be safer, or if they're a $693,000 the first 30-day money machine.
That's
working
right.
for the city 24/7 with no vacation time necessary.
And how many people did you say live in the village of Elmwood Place?
About 5,000.
Oh. And they've written 6,600 tickets.
The speed limit's 25.
In a month to 5,000 residents.
Well, people evidently, people pass
through.
Oh,
they're not happy. Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's on the way to somewhere.
But see? They also say that, you know, the churches aren't seeing as many people coming to church because people are afraid and it's just affecting the whole town. You know, they're going to boycott the town.
Because people don't want to drive?
They don't want to get a ticket.
Oh,
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, we've already started. I'm thinking of getting a used 06 08 Lexus IS250/350. How's maintenance and gas mileage on those cars? Your thoughts?
Almost a good question for you, Sybil.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have. Mine's a 2011 Lexus IS250, and the maintenance has been absolutely minimal. I mean, I've had probably 3 or 4 oil changes, and that's about it. And I had to get my electric key replaced because the valet guy lost it. But that had nothing to do with the car. But those are the couple of times that I've had it in the shop, and it was all routine maintenance.
And then David has been driving.
Driving!
I've been driving him forever.
David is driving Lexus. You've been driving Lexus ever since I've worked at Autoflex since 95. So.
Yeah, a long, long time. They just don't break. So if I had to suggest a car, a pre-owned car, it would be really, really high on the list. Just they've got great maintenance. They run a long time, and
the fuel economy. Cars. I would imagine on the IS you could get. I don't know about Sybil, but
I live really far from work, so I drive a lot farther than the average person.
But do you think you get 30 miles to the gallon on the highway, even with your?
I don't know how to tell that. I speed and I feed it. I fill it up about once a week.
Okay, there you have it.
Well, let's see if we can work that math out.
Let me back into that. Okay.
But they do last forever. My dad has had a Lexus, I think it's from the 90s, like late 90s, and it still works. My stepbrother drives it now. It's been running for 20 years now. So
yeah,
they are good cars.
No, the fuel economy is fairly decent, and I would do the 250 over the 350 if you're concerned about fuel economy, because the bigger the engine, typically the lower your fuel economy.
Very nice.
All right.
All right. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. So what happens if a camera captures a murder or a hit and run? Who's the accuser in that situation? Do they get off?
I think that's a different radio show.
Where's that Law and Order tone again?
Oh, it's
right
here.
All right, there we go. I think if you're caught in a hit and run by a camera, that probably they're going to use that as evidence against you.
I think that's just extra evidence.
Yeah, but I don't think the camera testifies.
And I really feel like these pictures are only evidence. I don't feel like that should be the judge and jury all together.
Well, and the biggest problem that the judge has with it is the $600,000 in fines in 30 days.
Yes.
Over the local folks. 25 mile per hour speed limit. I mean, it's just not, it doesn't sound to me like a fair deal.
Right. You know what I see a lot is those signs that it's got an LED light and it'll say your speed is, and then it's got a radar that'll show you exactly how fast you're going.
Exactly. Yeah, those are called radar speed signs and they work really well.
But I don't know, do they ever check those? Like, do the police ever look at those and see if anyone was speeding, or is it just for you, the driver, to slow down because you're going fast?
Yeah, and you'll see them all over town in areas, mainly cut-throughs. Like on Lover's Lane, they've got a few, and in University Park, you'll see some, and in the M Streets, you'll see them down there.
I think it's
although
a self-check.
They put in those little speed bumps in the M Streets, the ones that are about the size of an army tank.
Yes, I hate those things.
Well, see, they'll put the sign where they can't put the speed bump because emergency vehicles have to go through. Typically, because it's still you're in a neighborhood, right, where children play and dogs run free and people jog, but cars tend to go maybe a little faster than they should. So if emergency vehicles, if that's their route, they can't have those giant speed bumps because in an emergency, obviously, you want that ambulance to come as fast as possible to you, right?
Right.
So those signs are there to keep everybody.
I hate those signs. My kids in the back seat are all like, oh, Dad, you're going really fast. Stop telling on me, signs.
What they're there for.
No, stop it.
Dad, you're speeding.
Yeah, you're breaking the law.
Darn
I met
kids.
One of Richardson's finest this last week.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Were you speeding?
I was.
Aw, did you get a ticket?
I did.
Oh. How fast were you going?
I think not that fast. I think
26 and a 25 speed limit.
He thought I was going to argue with him. Uh-huh. And he brings he's got like this radar, and it's like it's got a shoulder stock on it, like a wire shoulder stock for an assault rifle.
Oh my gosh.
So he walks up beside the car, and all I can see is this wire shoulder stock because the rest of it is below my window. And I think, has he got an assault rifle?
I don't have any warrants.
What kind of day was this?
Whatever you want, I'll give it to you, buddy. You don't have to bring a big gun, you know? But it was his radar gun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say speedalizer because that's what they used to call them in the old days. And the Thompson's radar speedalizer.
No
that
way.
Was the old one. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was from the 60s. So anyway, I said, you don't need that. And he goes, no. And he holds it up, and there was my speed right there. Yeah. But you know what? I knew I was – I didn't know I was speeding, but when I saw him behind me, I looked at mine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I've noticed the flow of traffic is a lot faster these days. Like, I can go 80, and I'm staying with everybody in a – basically like a school of fish, and we're all swimming down the highway together. And I always wonder if one person gets plucked out of that, how is that fair, you know, for the one person if everybody's going together?
That's why you want to be faster than the rest of the herd.
The problem with fair is somebody gets to decide what's fair or not.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime anybody starts thinking fair, saying fair, it's not fair, who's it fair to? Who gets to decide that?
I think the answer is...
Because different people's fair is different.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It's whether or not it was...
But if I go the speed limits, I'm going to be the person in the way.
That's true. Well, anyway... I found out about deferred adjudication, and I am now on the road to salvation.
But you can't break the rules and get caught
for 90 days. I have to be like Caesar's wife. I can have no sin for 90 days, and then I'm free again.
There you go.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I've heard the city of Fort Worth, I believe, bought one or two drone style helicopters. Unmanned planes is what they say, but they're little helicopters. They would not be using them to write speeding tickets. Do you guys know anything about them? I know a little bit because we lease some of them, and that's a little crazy. But law enforcement all over the country at a state level buys these little drone helicopters, and they're $75,000, $80,000 pieces of equipment, and they're big.
Mm-hmm.
They're like 4 feet long, so they're pretty good size. But at 300 or 400 feet, you can't see them or hear them.
Oh.
And so they use them for surveillance of drug houses, different kinds of surveillance things they're doing. They use them for border surveillance, and they're selling or leasing. We lease some.
Interesting.
Yes, yeah. We have a whole commercial division, so if you need to lease equipment, medical equipment,
now,
this kind of equipment, call Autoflex.
Those type of helicopters, the ones I have seen, probably wouldn't be good for speeding tickets because they're just not set up that way. I have seen planes that do speeding tickets. In Louisiana, they used to use them. I don't know if they still do. But they fly right down the highway. And as you are approaching them, they've got a radar gun that measures the distance and the two speeds, tells them how fast you're going. And if you're going too fast, they have one of their little buddies on the ground that reminds you of it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm still going to say what works is whenever I was headed over to our Arlington location that day on 20, and I guess it was in Grand Prairie, and they were all in the overpass, and we're all coming down the hill, and we're going downhill, so your speed automatically increases.
Absolutely.
All by itself. And, oh, my goodness, they had several guys up there on the bridge, and then they had cars all over the place on the right and left that had pulled people over. I mean, I stopped counting.
Yeah.
There were so many.
And that does work, though. Once you start seeing all those, you immediately slow down.
A lot of revenue generated that day.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. It is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. Our number in the studio is 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call Autoflex, what are those numbers, David?
You could call 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. If you were in the market for a pre-owned truck, let me tell you, it is a great time to get them, and we have a huge selection of pre-owned pickup trucks, half-ton and three-quarter-ton, Ford, Dodge, and Chevrolet, 2010, 2011, even some pre-owned 2012. So if you go to autoflex.com, you can see those trucks there. Or you could go to either location, the one on Highway 20, south of Cooper in Arlington. Sorry, just west of Cooper in Arlington. Or the one on Central Expressway, just south of Beltline.
There you go. Let's talk about the differences in women buying cars, because the story out this week is that women prefer foreign cars over domestics.
They do, and it's a little strange to me, but maybe not, because I think women buyers are motivated differently than men buyers. And I think, you know, men buy, and part of the thing that probably throws the numbers off is men buy pickup trucks and women don't buy pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of pickup trucks that are sold are made by the Detroit 3. So if you looked at the majority of pickup trucks, the Ford, Chevrolet, and Dodge would be the main ones sold, more of them in the United States than anything else. But when you get to cars, all of a sudden, women do not buy domestic cars as much as they do buy imported cars. Now, you bought an imported car, or you leased an imported car, Sybil.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I just liked the styling and the comfort best, but I think we've done a story before that women usually buy for safety. They choose a car, and that's their number one priority, and men usually buy for power. But mine, I liked the style of it. I liked the features that it had. I loved the smooth ride, and that's what really nailed it for me.
Yeah, it's sort of a funny story, or it's an interesting story for me, because the manufacturers of the big three, Chevrolet and Ford and Chrysler, are looking at ways to attract the woman's market, and what they are working with are the colors of the interior and the colors of the exterior and the texture of the interior. And I'm wondering, is that really the way to approach this?
No, they need to be thinking makeup mirror and little container and places. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, I'm not kidding about that.
Mm-hmm.
And little cubby holes and places to store things, convenient places to put things. We like little storage containers. Organization.
Remember
places
when
in our cars.
The Volkswagen Bug had the flower in there? That mm-hmm. was geared toward women. It would come with a flower in the dashboard.
It has a little vase with the flower.
Yeah.
I
do think the interior would play a factor, though. You don't think that would have any impact on women buying it?
A little bit, but changing it a whole lot as far as colors, no. I think you still keep your basics, but definitely have a place for your coffee cup or your water or mm-hmm. your different things.
Cell phone.
Listen, we women have to multitask. So many, you know, you have the mothers. So you need to think about places for them to deal with their children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything that would help make their life easier with the kids when it comes to car seats or things like that. Another thing that I gleaned from this story is the cost of ownership of the vehicle, and a lot of the imports are less expensive. You have a lot more entry level, lower cost vehicles, so you've got to be talking about money as well, right? So I think that they've got to look at cost if they'll have enough vehicles that a single female could afford on her own. That would make a difference.
This may explain part of it. Autoflex Leasing fan text. My girlfriend hates driving and sees a car as just a place to get from point A to point B and doesn't understand why I love driving my car.
Is that Richie texting in?
Because
I hate driving and I'm exactly the same. I'm like, well, we just have to get there, so I guess we'll drive. I'm the exact same way. I think in general, though, more women than men dislike driving.
Well, and
I would like to be driven around.
Yeah.
Although about 40% of all new car buyers are women, about 4 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
well over half of the drivers are women. In fact, there are more women licensed to drive in the United States now than there are men. And for them,
we don't lose our license.
Yeah, that's true.
The first, do what now?
Nothing. Never mind. We don't get tickets.
You know, when they surveyed them, they found out that women were more concerned with quality, reliability, dependability, fuel efficiency, and a car that lasted a long time.
Right.
More than men.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, it does.
Because
men don't think about consequences as much as women, I don't feel.
Right.
And I don't, I'm sorry I'm making those generalities, but I feel like that's kind of the case.
Well, that's why men take more risks than women.
Exactly. We're with.
We think about consequences. We think about what's the consequence if I get caught in this little ugly car that gets good gas mileage. What are the consequences? What are
that
people
is true.
Going to say?
How am I going to get? How am I going to pick anybody up?
Exactly.
Driving this Econobox.
Nobody's going to want me if I'm driving.
No.
Okay.
Passenger seat will be empty.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter. Unfortunately, not Richie, Sybil.
Uh-huh. What do the other three people that are listening to our show today think?
Wow.
I know. No, seriously, it is interesting. I get a lot of different feedback because dealing with clients, all right, the women that are coming in, they are looking at budget and convenience and how this thing is going to work best for my family. Mm-hmm. And I get very few females that are just thrilled by the ride of the car. And a lot of it is because of budget. And then when the guys come in and they're getting that dream car, you know, that excites them. And
throw
it's not
the
about
budget
the money.
Away.
And let me tell you, driving a Honda Accord versus getting in that Porsche 911, wow, it is a huge difference. But, you know, most women can't drive the Porsche 911 every day because they have to drive the kids around.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, more women licensed drivers because more men are locked up.
True fact.
True fact. I don't know. I don't know about that. It might be.
I would agree that more men are locked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
for sure. But I don't know that that is why there's more women driving around on the streets. I guess it could be one reason.
They're not necessarily driving, but licensed
to
drive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the big three are working on how to appeal to the woman's market, and I'm not sure they're going about it the right way, given the discussion on the show and the motivation that we read about. I think they need to build a car. You know, one of the things we talk about at Autoflex is you have to realize what the true cost of ownership is when you're buying, leasing, no matter what.
Right.
And it's what the car actually costs you from point A to point B, from the moment you get it till the moment you get rid of it. The difference in what you pay for it and what you get for it when you get rid of it is what it really cost you. And a lot of people don't focus on that. They see a dollar figure on a car and they think, well, this car is less than this other car, so I'll buy this car because I want to save money. If they consider the resale value, the more expensive car might actually be the least expensive car to drive. We run onto that all the time, and that's how we advise our customers, because if you're between three cars and one of them has remarkably better resale value, it's going to give you a much lower lease payment just because of that resale value being lower. So I think women are probably more in tune with the cost of ownership because they look for reliability, dependability, and the lowest cost overall. And that's a lot of the reasons that we do business, because we give people that advice.
Well, here's one Autoflex fan texter that says, my girlfriend just got a 2013 Honda Civic because, in her words, domestic cars turn into, well...
Thank you.
That is the old, I mean, a lot of people think that.
Okay, I will say this. Domestic vehicles have made huge strides over the past 20 years, because there was a time when I have to say I agreed with that. Let's go back and think about, what was the little Chevy car? And
Citation.
Well, okay, that's way back. That's
Vega.
Further back than I was
thinking. Monza. The one you had to lift the motor up to change out. You had to lift the motor up to change out one of the spark plugs.
It was a four-speed.
Yeah.
Wow.
That included,
you know,
reverse.
Here's the thing. I mean, and we're going to do this next week. We're going to do a review on a 2013 Ford Fusion. I've driven that car.
Love it.
It's a great car.
It is. And the Ford Focus. So I would say consider these. And if you really need proof of that, come by our pre-owned lot and take a look at some of the pre-owned vehicles. The best way to see to determine how you feel like your brand new car will operate and handle when it's older is come drive some of those same brands pre-owned, right? And then compare them and see how loosey-goosey the steering wheel is and if it rattles, and see how some of the components held up as far as the interior and the exterior. One of the things I wasn't pleased with that some of the manufacturers did, I especially saw it on SUVs, was that black trim that turned foggy gray.
Yes.
The plastic trim.
That happens on BMWs.
Well, I think part of that was the soap used in car washes and stuff.
Well,
right?
And part of it is some of that material that they used for years bleached out in the sun.
Okay.
And it doesn't do that as much now. I think it takes years and years and years for that to happen. You go back into the 70s and 80s, there was a ton of material that was put out by all the manufacturers that didn't do well in the
sun. They didn't know what it was going to do long term. So I think some of these things are visual, you know, and they impact us mentally. We think that the car is going to fall apart because on the exterior, it doesn't look so great. just like with us, you know. If we don't look so great on the inside, we're not sure about this the lovely inside.
Right. If we don't look so great on the outside.
We're judging by the cover. We shouldn't always. It might be a solid engine in there. Reliable.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Coming from someone who's been driving 75 for years and years. From Sherman to Dallas. I've seen a lot more speeding women and reckless driving women than anything else. Maybe we can get the National Highway Safety Committee to do a study just for Texas.
Yeah.
I think that's a fine idea.
That was me driving. And this goes right along with it. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. Who gets in more accidents, women or men?
You know, there's been some studies that say that women cause more accidents, but men have more accidents.
Define accidents.
Fender benders?
Yeah. I don't know. It's all that is the age-old argument.
Is what?
Who's the worst driver?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I don't think that can ever be settled.
All right, we
got women settled.
We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Autoflex Lease,
oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Picker, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. If you want to send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text, feel free to do it, 43733, and you can also call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. It's a wonderful day to shop online. Go to autoflex.com. You can see all our great pre-owned cars there. If you want to learn a little bit about Autoflex, you can learn there. If you want to learn a little bit or a lot about leasing, you can learn that there. Mm-hmm. And you can also apply for test drives online. So that we could do like we did with Sybil, have the cars all ready for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply for credit and get the whole thing started online. All the forms are right there at autoflex.com.
Very easy. Good website.
So David Googled the answer about coming, you know, how many more people get in accidents, men or women?
Well, and it looks like men get in more accidents than women do pretty consistently because that's what the numbers say, until the age of 60. And then at 60, it's an even game from then on. So, there you have it.
Okay. What did you say, though, that women cause the accidents?
Well, that's just another report.
Accidents, but women cause them.
Yeah, that's just another report that I made up.
Okay. It's funny, though.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I'm considering a new mid-sized, full-size sedan. What are your thoughts on the Ford Fusion, Volkswagen Passat, and Hyundai Sonata?
Well, I will say your Volkswagen will be more expensive to maintain and more expensive to repair if you're in an accident than your domestic vehicle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So these things that people should check out, which I find they never do, you should find out what the labor rate is at the dealership service department because mm-hmm. you're going to be going there most likely to have repairs made or have maintenance done, right? You need to find out how much it's going to cost to do all the oil changes and look at the recommended maintenance and then go to the service department and say, okay, here's my manual. This is what it says to do. How much is this going to cost me over the next 5 years? And find out. That will also factor into your total cost of ownership. Now, I'm a big fan of, you know, supporting America right now. We're kind of in a financial slump. So I went with a Ford. So it's that would be up to you. Hyundai is a great product as well. So I can't really fault that one, but in my opinion, just check out all the cost. I think they're all great vehicles.
If only there was a place where you could go test drive all three of them, one right after the other.
I think Autoflex does that.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
We do. Many of our clients aren't sure. They're in the same quandary you are, and we bring in all the models that you're interested in. That way you can drive and compare them side by side, and then you do get our unbiased opinion. What we're more concerned about is what you want to drive and the best deal for you. So you can do that at our place.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're online, if you're using an iPad or an iPhone or a smartphone, we have a mobile app and you can do everything on your smartphone that you can do on your computer at home. You don't need an app to reach us or to work with us. You don't have to download anything. Just go to autoflex.com and you're hooked up right there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another. Oh.
I was going to read the same one. Go for it.
You read it. You're a good reader.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. I'm looking to lease a 2013 BMW M5. Would you guys recommend this car?
Well, yes. If you can afford that one, now that's a fun car to drive. And what's really cool is you can lease that vehicle up to 3 or 4 years and free maintenance. So nice. When it comes to a BMW, definitely lease it during the free maintenance and warranty period and then give it back.
I was having a conversation with someone this last week about older luxury cars. And they were talking about how inexpensively you could buy an older BMW 7 Series, an older Mercedes-Benz 500. And the reason they are so inexpensive is if something breaks, it will cost more than the car to fix. And so that's why the price on those cars is very inexpensive, because people that are in the business that buy them and sell them know that if the transmission goes out, the car we were talking about was a 12-cylinder Mercedes. When the engine goes on that car, it's $12,000 to fix.
$1,000 per cylinder.
Yeah, $12,000 to fix it. So how much can you give for that car if it's an older car and it's got 140,000, 150,000 miles on it? They get really, really cheap, because everyone knows it costs more to fix the car than it's worth if the engine goes out. So if you're thinking about saving money and buying an older car, the best way to do that is not to buy an older car that's going to cost a lot to fix. Going to buy an older car, buy an older car that's got a lot of history of running a long time without necessary repairs. Ford pickups, by the way, work really well for that.
Uh-huh.
They run a long time. They don't need much fixing. Chevrolet pickups, pretty well the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just
don't have the charm of an old 7 Series BMW.
That's true.
Yeah.
Another AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I have fallen in love with the Dodge Charger. I've heard some bad things about the vehicle and its transmission. Have you guys heard anything like that?
Oh, and then they came back and said, I meant to say Dodge Challenger.
Oh.
I'm just helping.
Mm-hmm.
You should be thankful. She's helping.
I need all the help I can get today.
I actually haven't, but you know what? You can go online. Here's what I do. Anytime I have a question like that, I go online to the owner's forums that you can find online. Type in Dodge Challenger transmission problems, and if there are any, you will find out about every one that anyone can tell you about, because they're all right there. Everyone, when a car goofs up, everyone goes online to complain about
it.
Yes. And you expect, and nobody goes online and says, gosh, this car's great, because we all expect it to be.
Right.
Right. So,
and that's with anything. I mean, yeah. if you have a problem with a new TV that you buy, you go online and you go, is anybody else having this problem? So I think that would happen with anything.
But this reminds me of something that I want to mention. We have this wonderful system, our AutoFlex computer system at work. We have so much data in there and that we can share with other customers. And I'm going to add an option for our clients. We already have a place where you can update your information with us. Well, you can also give us your feedback about your vehicle. And that will be a new thing that we're going to roll out.
Cool.
But I think if our clients will give us their feedback, then we can share that information with the new prospective clients that are looking at vehicles, and that will help everybody. So you can look forward to that coming up in this next year at AutoFlex Leasing as well.
Good plan.
We'll put as much of that information out on our Facebook page as well.
And there's actually a site for the Dodge Challenger, and it's called challengerforums.com, and forums is spelled with a Z, F-O-R-M-Z. It's challengerforums.com.
Oh, F-O-R-M-Z.
Forms. Yeah, forums. So you can go to that website and you'll find out, in fact, I'm looking at it, that there are a number of listings that will describe some sorts of problems with the transmission. There
Another
you have it.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. I'm looking at a Chrysler 200, specifically the S. What are your thoughts? Are there concerns with these cars?
They've gotten not good press.
Well, right off the bat, but I've heard nothing since, and I have to say we have not done a whole lot of leases or retail sales of these vehicles.
No, we don't have a lot of experience with them ourselves. I know they got some bad press.
So
I think there's other
limited
cars.
Information from us.
And the other thing is, there's other cars that are that size that will produce the same or better results for you that you should consider.
Right. Over and over again, clients would call up and they would be looking at a much less expensive brand of vehicle to lease.
Mm-hmm.
But then I could show them, well, we have a couple of other opportunities of vehicles that would possibly cost you less money. Well, they didn't understand, well, how can this car that costs $5,000 to $10,000 more than this one
cost me less
wind
money?
Up with a, well, same or lower payment.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the resale value. Because going in, your cost up front is X, but what the bank determines that it's worth later, which is really driven by consumers, right? Because mm-hmm. they're the ones buying them used. That is subtracted from the upfront cost of the vehicle, so you're only making payments on the depreciation. That's how a lease works. So when you're looking at a vehicle, don't just get too caught up in that sticker price of the car, because the resale value has everything in the world to do with it. And there are incentives and rebates and all kinds of special lease finance packages that are available that you won't know when you're just shopping and looking at the price of the car. The only way you'll really know about all of that is to call Autoflex, because then we can do a comparison. And many times people call in to our place and they just have a budget and that they have a style or type of vehicle that they need. All right, I need a sedan or I need a minivan, and this is how much I have to spend. Then we do all the work. We take all the pain and effort in the 5 hours of your one Saturday off that you get. You know, we do all of this for you. You can come into our place and probably test drive three different vehicles. Let's say we narrow it down to three for you. You could start from the very beginning. Test drive all the vehicles, go through all the financing options, talk to us, have some coffee, waste a little time, and maybe the whole thing would cost 3 hours. And that's with all the cars you're considering.
Right.
And wasting some time. So would you like to do it that way, or do you want to spend a month of Saturdays doing your own research and then still not feel confident? So call Autoflex.
On that 200 question, I think there's a lot of cars that are in that same price range. That's an $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 car. There's a lot of other cars you could look at the same time. And look at the resale values, look at the service records that you've gotten from those cars, and then make a good decision based on that information. Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fantext, I love my Kia Spectre. I've never had a major repair on it since 06. Victor in Fort Worth. Victor, that's a great story. I love stories like that because that's a great car.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext, thought on the new F-150 Echo Boost, is it worth the price tag over the V8? You know, it's probably going to be a toss-up as to whether it'll save you money over a 3 or 4 year period. Over a longer period, it'll probably save you some money in gasoline. If you're using it to haul with, probably you need the torque from the V8. If you're just driving the pickup, I thought that Echo Boost gave plenty of power, and it uses less gas.
But if you want to confirm that 100%, you could call one of our offices today or on Monday, 817 or 972-234 1234, and we'll get more data for you about that F-150 and what the real cost is. Because if you're looking at a lease, it may not be that big a difference. That cost may not affect you at all. It depends on whether you're looking to buy or lease.
Got to take a quick time out, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Hey, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733, and as always, you can call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972. 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. To follow along with all the stuff we're doing today and a lot more automotive stories, Autoflex Facebook page. All the stories are listed there. Couple of really cool videos and some great screenshots of the Geneva Auto Show, some of the supercars that they're being shown in the Geneva Auto Show, and also a big hot rod show going on in Detroit this week. I got to mention also the Dallas Car Show is going to be at Dallas Convention Center March 13th through 17th. So if you want to go out and look at new cars and see everything that's out there, also see some of the concept cars, which will let you have an idea of what they're going to be building in the next 3 or 4 years, the Dallas Convention Center March 13th through 17th at the Dallas Auto Show. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we have the best and smartest listeners. The F-150 EcoBoost, this is somebody else's opinion, actually produces more torque and has a bigger towing payload over the V8, but I think the turbos on the EcoBoost would cost more for repairs in the long run.
And they might.
So lease it.
Exactly.
And then put an extended warranty on it, and you're safe.
Another question we get all the time on Autoflex Leasing Fantext, does Autoflex offer the same factory rebates that you get elsewhere?
Yeah, because the factory rebates come from the factory. So that's the manufacturer supplementing what they will sell the car for, essentially. Now, here's the difference. We get all those, and we get stuff that the public doesn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things called stair-step bonuses, where if a dealer sells X number of cars in a month, they get a back pay for every single car they sold of $500 per car, $1,000 a car, sometimes as much as $2,000, $3,000 a car. So if they sell 100 of them in a month, at the end of the month, they get a check back for thousands and thousands of dollars. We get that money off up front because they know how many they're going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So we get that money, and that's the money consumers don't know about. They don't advertise it. It's not. It's inside information, but we get that money and the factory money that you read about when you read an ad or look at the TV ad that says $11,000 off. Well, sort of.
Yeah. So the answer is yes. You still get the same rebates.
Yeah. Or, yeah, yes.
Yes. Yes, and then some. What can you guys tell me about the new Ford Edge?
I love my Ford Edge. I do know that Ford had had some issues with their Ford MyTouch system. They're still trying to deal with some software upgrades, but the overall ride and drive is great. It has never been into the shop for anything other than maintenance, just my oil changes and things like that, and no other repairs other than my little updates to the system. So I'm enjoying mine, but no, my MyTouch isn't working perfectly,
mm-hmm.
but it works. You know, of course, I'm not in my car very many miles a day, so if I were relying on that system to operate constantly, I'd probably be annoyed.
Right.
And then I'd So, depends on what you're thinking.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. My mom and I have all foreign cars. We have Jaguars. They're V8s, and they only take premium gas. My mom is looking for a better car on gas, but she still drives a lot. Owns a hospice.
And home health.
Mm. There's a lot of cars that I would recommend a whole lot. Other than probably Jag. But Jag's a great riding car and driving car.
They're just expensive to
they're
maintain.
They're expensive to maintain,
And they're persnickety. I would say, most Highline cars are going to take premium fuel.
Yes.
But get out of the V8, for sure, and at least step down to the six-cylinder, if not a four-cylinder. Depends on the size that you're looking for. But
you know, I think that new Avalon would be a good match for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great car. And a good size car, plenty of room in it. Obviously, the Lexus ES. And if you wanted to save a ton of money and you were driving around town, that ESH, the hybrid, Lexus hybrid, is a great car that will do that.
But what kind of fuel economy are you trying to get? That's another thing. If you really want to get something like 40 miles per gallon and she's willing to step down to a smaller vehicle, then maybe something like a Honda Civic. So call our office and we can talk about all the brands that are available.
Absolutely. I read an interesting article online about Volkswagen, and you think about Volkswagen, they market cars all over the world. So they have car stores in Japan and China and India, all over the world. And it's different other places. When you go, okay, if you're in Japan, the car salesman comes to your house.
Awesome.
They knock on the door. Hi, I'm here to sell you your new Volkswagen. And they go in the home, and you sit down, and you work out all the details, because they don't have giant showrooms there. They have little storefronts
that
salespeople work out of. They don't have any space, right. So they come to the door, they knock on the door, you figure out what you want, they take your order, and they leave. It's really interesting, too. In China, you have like a full-blown celebration when you take delivery of your car. Everyone, all the employees come up and they clap and they cheer and
like it's your birthday.
Yeah, like it's your birthday. So they make a big deal out of it. Also, there are places that offer massages while you wait
for
your car
that.
To be finished. So you're waiting for your car paperwork to be done. You're ready to go sign. And they offer you a massage. Maybe you sit down and have dinner. They have a little restaurant in there and they have dinner and then a massage afterwards. And in China, they have movie theaters inside the car stores. So you can watch a movie while they're finishing up on whatever they're doing to your car.
That's cool. They should do a nail salon, too, so you could get manicure, pedicure while you're waiting.
Well, and there's a lot of dealers that in the United States that have restaurants
built
in. That's
how they'd sell more cars of that brand to the women.
Yes.
Get a mani-pedi while you wait for your car to be serviced.
Exactly.
In Turkey, they actually allow the customer inside the maintenance area, which is never done here, primarily because of
lawsuits.
Lawsuits that you could get hurt, but they allow the customer to go in there and watch while the work's being done, and you can even ask questions of the technician during the process. Now, who would love that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody watching over your shoulder and asking you questions.
They charge more here if you watch.
Right.
Yeah. All right, 10 best and worst cities for drivers. This was a story Sybil came up with. I think it's a great story to finish up on. They measure the driver-friendly places by how easy it is to find a parking spot, how much gasoline costs, and how long are you stuck in your car commuting every day if you work in one of these cities? Number one, worst city in the country. Anybody care to guess?
New York.
You read the story.
I would have guessed that anyways. And what's the best city?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
I've never been.
Not crowded. Gas is cheap. Plenty of places to park. Let's run down the worst cities. Some of them I understand. Chicago, if you've ever driven there, woo! And gasoline is 30% higher than it is in the rest of the country. San Francisco, high gas prices, 61 hours a year commuting. Average, 61 hours a year. Los Angeles, not good. Boston, not great. D.C., really not great. You'll never find a place to park there. Everyone commutes. Oakland, California. Honolulu, traffic's not bad, but gasoline costs you about what a car payment does every month. Portland, Oregon, and finally Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, where there are more than 10,000 people per square mile.
Jeez.
All right, we got to get out of here, but we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. If you want to call AutoFlex, if you're looking at new cars, 817-972-234-1234, or go online to AutoFlex.com. Thank you, Colby. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. We'll see you back here next week.